Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Catechism 2021. It's the 49th Lord's Day, and before we get started, yes, I know that I skipped the Confession of Faith for last week as I looked at the calendar, and I had completely forgotten this. I did not schedule out those Confession of Faith studies for the entire year. There's only two more left, which are basically a look at Revelation 22:20 and a look at 1 Peter 4:7. I think I'm going to take those two together and do one last Confession of Faith this coming week. But today is the 49th Lord's Day, the second request in the Lord's Prayer. I'll pray, and we'll get right into it. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for making yourself known to us. Thank you for changing our hearts. Thank you for giving us hope in this lost and dying world. Father, I pray that you would use us, encourage us, strengthen us for the battle ahead. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. All right, here we go. Question 143. What does the second request mean? And if you don't know the context of what we've been going through in the catechism, it means that's referring to the second request in the Lord's Prayer. You'll see it here in the answer. Your kingdom come. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come means rule us by your word and spirit in such a way that more and more we submit to you. Keep your church strong and add to it. You can see process that we're praying for, or progress, more and more coming under the submission of Christ's rule. One way you can think about this, or perhaps the way to think about this, is God gradually bringing all things into submission to his purpose. God in heaven, through his Spirit, through his Word, through Christ, bringing all things into submission of his rule, in accordance with his purpose. So you can think of our lives, our individual lives, in that light. God bringing all things in our life into accordance with his purpose, into submission to his will. Our homes, we can think of in that light. Our churches, we can think of in that light. This is what it means to pray for God's kingdom to come, for his reign to spread, for his rule to spread, to bring things into submission to himself. So conceptually, that's pretty easy to think about. Destroy the devil's work. Destroy every force which revolts against you and every conspiracy against your word. Do this until your kingdom is so complete and perfect that in it you are all in all. All in all means that all things are in perfect conformity to the purpose and plan of God. And that is going to happen one day. But right now we live in the day of progress. We live in the day of kingdom advance. We do not live in the eternal form, the consummate form of heavenly glory of the kingdom. But that is coming. And so you see, in the broadest scope, two things here. First paragraph, second paragraph. God accomplishing his purposes, which centers on his purpose in redemption through Christ. Accomplishing his purposes. And then secondly, defeating his enemies. So there is an epic battle. An age-old battle between light and dark, between good and evil, between God and his enemies. And God is going to establish his kingdom and bring it to its completion and perfection. The memory verse for this week is 23:5-6. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, we thank you for your goodness and kindness and patience with us through Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your church. We thank you for the gospel. All that Christ has done. All that he's doing. We do pray that your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's in Christ we pray this. Amen. All right, well, God bless you. And I'll see you soon this week for the final Confession of Faith. And then next Lord's Day for the 50th Lord's Day study. Take care. See ya.